Hi, friends, and welcome to the fourth episode of the What's New podcast. I'm your host, as always, Chelsea. And today, we have a very special guest, as always, my co-host, my sister.
Hello, my name is Sonia, and I'm here to do this podcast with my sister.
Yes, period.
So, before we get into the holidays mm-hmm. and the normal stuff, this episode is going to talk about an important and historical time going on in our country right now, mm-hmm. which is the protests and the fight for racial equality.
Yes.
Because, honestly, we are all the same. We're all the same race. Like, we are all humans, and we should all treat each other like we're all the same. We should just all be equal and happy living together as one. Like, color is color, and it shouldn't matter when judging a person. Yeah. And that's that.
But and Donald Trump doesn't think that.
We don't need to talk about him right now, but we can get into it soon.
We do. Donald Trump doesn't think that, and if you want to know all these facts, then do your research, or you could listen to the rest of this podcast for a little bit of extra.
I actually did a lot of research for this one. It was very enlightening because mm-hmm. both of my topics I didn't know too much about.
Yeah. Wait.
I had to look up some people, and I had to look up the way some things worked, and that was cool.
So, before we get into this, if you don't know what's happening with the protests or something, before you listen to this, you should probably go look it up, because these are kind of follow-ups on what's protest is happening. So, like, you should start at the beginning and then probably come back here. So, that's just a disclaimer for that.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll be getting into that a little bit more later on.
Yes.
But right now, we're going to talk about the holidays.
The holidays.
That are, like, within 3 days.
Okay, my holiday that I got was National Hug Your Cat Day.
That's today, yes. June 4th.
Okay, so I was on Zoom, and it was like a scavenger hunt type thing with my class. Sorry. And they said, find something cute and cuddly. And so I brought my cat, and everybody was so impressed about my cat, like, because, like, everybody brings in their dogs, and I get really jealous when my teacher says, oh my god,
I love your dog, so cute.
Okay, so, like, I got really jealous, but, like, that's a topic for another day. Probably not really, but I hugged my cat, and he stayed with me, but he's shedding because it's summertime. So
she hugged the cat before she even knew today was Hug Your Cat Day,
period.
Yes. Also today, June 4th, is National Moonshine Day.
What does that mean? Give me a little...
I don't know. I didn't science. Really... I forgot to check what that one was.
Scandal.
But I think it's just a day to appreciate the moonshine. Although I did see a thing. I can't remember if it was happening today, but there was, a thing as a part of the protests for people who would rather stay at home, to shine a flashlight into the air for, I think it was 8 minutes and 46 seconds, because that's how long George Floyd, was held down to the ground by the officer's knee. And so,
that's, first of all, hate them. Go to jail. Lock them up, sissies.
I have a topic about that.
Period.
But basically, I don't know if it's that or if it's just a day to appreciate moonshine. I like moonshine, if this is just regular moonshine. Like, I think it's such a romantic concept. Like, not, like, romantic, but, like, you know, like, artsy and, like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, romantic in the romantic sense. Like,
sure.
They talk about that more in, like, art classes later. Okay, your next holiday?
Okay, my next holiday is June 5th, which is tomorrow, if you're listening to this on a Thursday, June 4th. It's Donut Day, so I love donuts!
We had donuts yesterday, right?
Oh, dang it.
We missed our opportunity. A little bit early. But they're still donuts, but we're not where they are anymore.
Donuts
so that's
yeast.
Sad.
Donuts
yeah, they didn't agree with me too well.
Neither.
They were kind of like, they made my stomach hurt.
If my dad's listening to this, probably is. Those were good, but they didn't agree with me.
Yes, make the other kind instead.
Yeah, we love those.
Uh-huh, okay.
Just some tips for you.
Also, June 5th, World Environment Day. That's an important one, people. Just pay attention to the environment. Make sure that the Earth is getting what it needs to survive another billion years or whatever.
I love you.
Okay, that was kind of random.
I know. I just learned to enjoy life.
Okay, well, stop doing that.
Okay, sorry.
We should take those down later. There's a set of hangers that I think she uses to hold her iPad. And
it's pretty mystical. Okay, we're getting off topic.
And they just hang there, and no one knows why, except I do know why, and I just said it.
So now everybody knows.
So World Environment Day, we need to make sure that our Earth has what it needs to keep on going, because it's currently the only place we have to live, because we have, as we were talking about last time, NASA's and SpaceX and those kinds of things and the
Elon
people who
Musk.
Work for them have made some pretty big discoveries, but we're not able to move to Pluto yet.
Because guess why? Because Elon Musk hasn't yet made us a go-to-space Tesla, and that's what we all need.
What?
Elon Musk...
He has sent a Tesla to space.
One that you can just buy and go to space
with. Oh, like just zoom up there. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Elon Musk, if you're listening to this, probably not, but make that, please. We talked about Elon Musk last week.
Yeah. We also asked if he was listening.
Yeah. Whoa.
And we were like, first of all, give me a Tesla. Second of all, give me money. Third of all, I think it was about the alligator.
Yeah.
But whatever. Next topic. I mean,
oh, also,
holiday.
Oh, wait. Well, as we're talking about SpaceX, like that type Elon Musk thing, it did launch, and it was a pretty successful launch, so that's
yes,
what I just want to say.
Dragon. I didn't watch the launch, but I watched
you were scared.
Like, yeah, it gave me too much anxiety, but I watched the before part, and I watched a tiny snippet of the after part.
There was no after.
No, like after they launched.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Or is it your turn?
Oh.
It is your turn for
June 6th. June 6th is day after tomorrow, if you're listening to this, on June 4th. National Eyewear Day. I wear.
Yes, I also wear eyewear.
I wear. Yo, that's fun to say. If you're listening to this, try it out.
I have glasses and a contact because I suffered some injuries and they were pretty bad. But,
I mean it, try it out. Say, I wear.
I wear.
Only if you have glasses. Only the glasses gang.
Yeah, Chelsea has glasses. I have glasses. I also have a contact. It's a hard contact.
Yeah.
It's a rigid gas permeable lens thing. And
okay.
I recently learned to put it in by myself because I was too scared before. Because I'm a little coward.
You're literally gonna poke out your eye if you did that before. You were scared.
My doctor was like, she'll learn by 7. Here I am, 12 years old.
Just learned
how to do this.
Okay. Okay, we're getting off.
All right, okay.
No, wait, we were right.
Russian Language Day.
Yay!
Also June 6th. I feel like I would just say something unintentionally offensive if I tried. Like, I don't know. I don't want to pretend to speak Russian right now.
Duh, what?
What?
You were actually going to do that?
No.
You were going to pretend to speak Russian?
No, I wasn't. Well, I literally just said I don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's just like sometimes people, like, I don't know, sometimes people talk about the Russian language and then they, like, actually, like, pretend to speak Russian and it's, like, uncomfortable for everyone involved. And I'm not going to do that. Let's just celebrate the Russian language on June 6th. I don't know how many speakers it has. I should have looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. I did a lot of research for my other topics.
Okay,
so
should I start with my topic? Do we have all the holidays done?
Yes, we do.
Can I start with mine? Can we do the happy news first and then move on to the scary news?
I mean, it's not...
I'll do mine
before
you do yours.
My news about the protests are actually pretty good news about
okay,
the protests.
Okay, but can I do my two before you do your two? Kind of like we stick it
yes.
in order. Okay. So I have some
protest
great news
both
as you're going to be listening to me for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. But, okay. If we... Okay. So, the I keep wanting to say thumbnail. It's headline, sorry. Was how Wendy's is responding to criticism after a franchise donated to Trump's... After a franchise donated to Trump's re-election campaign.
I think it was meant to say franchisee, because then, like, I think it might have made a mistake because they were talking about the CEO, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, basically it kept talking about, like, how they did do that, and, in the article they said that they donated $500,000 to Trump, but then Wendy's went to Twitter... social media masters, gotta say.
Yeah, even if they're supporting Trump, their social media presence is like...
It's crazy. If you roast Wendy, they'll come at you 10 times harder. They'll come at you 10 times harder, I swear.
You know they will roast you back.
Unless you're private, because then they can't see you.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so they donated $500,000, but then Wendy's came back to social media, Twitter... and said how they would never and will never donate to a presidential campaign, and
like their CEO has the same views. I think he was the only one, or she. I don't know.
Their CEO's has the same view. Like you said, I think that's what it was. I couldn't quote it because I didn't have enough space on my page.
They ended it with facts.
Yeah, and then they ended it with facts. And
but
then,
apparently, no, it's not no, facts.
Stop it. So then, after, they said that's not their complete story, and they basically, they actually did, but then they came back to Twitter, trying to convince people that they don't like what Trump's doing by saying... Our voice would be nothing without Black culture, and then they kept talking about that, and then they say their voices need to be heard, period. And so, like, that's all I have on the topic, because, like...
Oh, there's that hashtag, right?
Oh, yeah. You could use the hashtag if you're mad at this and you know what's going on. You can use the hashtag, Wendy's is over party. Not sponsored, but Anchor sponsored us today, so...
Okay, so I believe now is the time for opinions.
Yes, opinions. I don't like this because I don't like Trump, and I don't like Trump. I don't think anybody does at this point.
No, that is not true because we watched that video yesterday.
Right.
Right.
But
yeah,
there was only 7 people. Ugh. That was uncomfortable to watch.
It was.
Odd man out. 6 Trump supporters versus 1 hater.
Plug.
If you're not a Trump supporter, that is very uncomfortable to watch, and it's very entertaining as well, so you should go check it out. Jubilee YouTube channel, not sponsored. It's just really good, and it
plug
goes with
Trump. Shameless plug. Yes. There's a lot of those in this podcast. But yeah, I also really don't like this, because I don't think it's a fast food corporation's place to spend money to decide whether the president gets reelected, mm-hmm. especially since he's racist and sexist and has had a bunch of
scandals.
And he's technically impeached. I mean, like,
everybody wanted him to be impeached.
I mean,
yeah. Okay, wait, before you go on, I just wanted to say that I kind of have a different ending that I want to do each episode, which I'm going to be doing, so we could cut it like a bit lower, like not do our game, because we don't really have a game plan.
Yeah,
and
we'll probably come up with an episode closing like segment or something eventually. I don't know.
Yeah, because I have a good closing segment to do today. So can you just let me do the whole closing?
Yeah,
outro thing. Okay, good. Without interruptions.
Okay, so. Do we have anything else to say about Wendy's?
No.
Okay.
But this is something that I was going to make into a bonus topic, but then again, like last week, I couldn't find anything else. So this
I found
is
a
one.
Lot of things that weren't about the protests.
Yeah.
And it was kind of disconcerting to me. I found some gems.
Our celebrity news for today, we usually only have one celebrity news, unless it's like the whole episode's about celebrities and news like that. But so our topic for about celebrities for today is about Jeffree Star. A bunch of people know Jeffree Star, like, why wouldn't you? But he came out with a palette called Cremated, and a lot of people were mad at this because, of course, coronavirus, people are getting, like, cremated and stuff.
Oh, and protests.
And protests, yeah. And, like...
Or, like, the...
But this was way before protests. I just wanted to put this in. So people were getting mad, and then... It's, like, a whole gray palette. There's a marble shade, and it's weird. But, like, who uses grays? Like, not me, but...
Yeah, I don't know why. Is it, like, eyeshadow? Just
yeah, it's eyeshadow.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
I think there's
sense.
A liquid lipstick, but I'm not sure.
But gray usually, like...
I'm pretty sure there's also a mirror, but I'm not sure. That's usually his setup for, like, a palette launch or something. He usually does liquid lipsticks, palette... And then, a mirror, because, like, that's his brand, that's what he does. And also, he also always says, like, oh, this is so, like, dead, and, like, that's how he talks, like, deceased or something like that. Also, palettes and stuff like this, usually his launch, like I told you, like, how he puts multiple things in it, take long. Like, I remember James Charles, makeup thing that I have, is, like, took almost 2 years to, like, in the making. So, like, palettes take a long time to make, so I think it's just a coincidence of when it came out. But, and then he went to YouTube after he got all this backlash and made a video saying, responding to the backlash, this is what it was called, responding to the backlash of my cremated palette. And basically... From what I saw, I just kept skipping through it because, like, it wasn't that interesting to me. They did a makeup tutorial, and then he just went into the pool and then took some Instagram pictures. Like, I didn't really see where he was responding to it. And he had a clickbait cover, and it was just him sitting with his, like, whole, like, palette next to him. And I'm like, I'm not sure if there was a mirror or liquid lipsticks, like I said.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then he posted on Instagram, and, like, it was all kind of over by then. I haven't really heard of that much, so I just wanted to put that in. What are your opinions?
First of all, my sister clearly knows a lot about beauty gurus. Period. Way more than I do, and way more about makeup than I do, because I don't care that much. But, yeah, I think it was probably just, I don't want to say a coincidence, because that makes it sound kind of different.
That makes it sound kind of good, like, it's such a good coincidence.
Yeah, it was probably, it probably didn't have anything to, it was probably unrelated.
Yeah.
To the coronavirus.
Like I said, palettes take a long time to make, like, a long time. Gotta get the formulas right, and see if you want to make, like, a pack shape.
It's still kind of, like, wait, can you give me some examples of other, palettes that Jeffree Star has made and their names, or do you not know that?
Thirsty, which was like a kind of like Tiger King like color palette, but it wasn't like as, it was like a long time ago. And then there was Bloodlust. Bloodlust, I'm pretty sure it's purple, but then like there's something about the cold, like cold, and it has blood in it again, and it was cold completely blue. It was, like, blue and, again, liquid lipsticks. Conspiracy, which was the Shane Dawson
okay,
one.
Yeah, I don't need to hear much more. So, clearly, his palettes are all very, like, darkly themed.
Yeah.
You know?
So, like, so it like, might have just been, like, he just want. Oh, and Alien. Alien is another one. Okay. So, like, that kind of adds to your point.
But I mean, like, it's still kind of, like, I mean, I get that makeup is, like, art, and...
It is.
It's, like, you can do whatever you want with it, because it's, like, you're
unleash your inner
yourself.
Artist, not sponsored. Don't sponsor me, please.
But, I also, like, it's still kind of a touchy topic for anything when you talk about death.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's art of, like, skulls and, like, I don't know. I saw an art of Bob Ross in a grave, and I was, it made me kind of, it was called Bob Ross Rotting, and it made me very uncomfortable. Yeah,
he was going, like, his head was up, and then his, like, fading away.
Yeah, it made me kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was really
But, like, I know that a lot of art talks about death, and it's, like, a...
And also, that's, like I said, that's how he talks. So, like, he's like, oh, this is so deceased.
It's like a...
Like, sick.
Yeah. It's like an... It's, like, an attractive concept to artists and, like, mostly, it's actually, I don't know if I should say that. Never mind. But, yeah, a lot of artists are attracted to the concept of death, and, I mean, I understand. I get it. It makes me slightly uncomfortable whenever I see death represented in art, but also I think it's kind of cool
because edgy. It's like people how they're feeling, like if they can draw their feelings, and sometimes it can be a little weird.
I don't want to be cremated because I think
it's weird, it's
kind of scary.
Yeah,
and so maybe I'm just biased, I don't know. That's that then, I guess. So yeah. Now my topic.
Yes, this is going along really fast. We're already done with me, so you're not gonna hear me for a while.
Which one should I do first? I have ones.
About... Do the first one first.
Okay.
Or you could do them in order from when they happen.
Okay. So.
Assuming that you know that.
I don't really. The first topic that I have today, the headline is. Statue of Robert E. Lee will come down in Virginia, governor says. So, I did a lot of research on this.
Research.
Because, you can say research.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I did a lot of research on this topic because I had heard the name Robert E. Lee. And I, like, knew that there was a statue and people were trying to get it to come down. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that there was a statue and people were trying to get it to come down. And I knew that, like, he wasn't someone I should necessarily be supporting. I did some research and Robert E. Lee is actually, like, after the research that I did, I would say that he's probably one of the most, enigmatic characters in our history, because I looked at multiple sides. It means mysterious. Like, I looked at multiple sides of, I looked at, like, leftist articles, I looked at, like, right, I don't know if you would call it rightist articles.
Our dad's gonna comment on this, like, it's not like that, it's like
I know
this.
That it's leftist. We'll just say I looked at some articles that leaned left and some articles that leaned right.
Yeah, that's better.
And, or didn't lean right, like, fell into the pool that went off the bridge on the right side. I mean,
yeah.
I found some things that said he, like, okay, so first of all, what I could glean from the articles that I was reading was that, he was a military leader, on the Confederate side, in the Confederate Army, during the Civil War. And the Confederate side was the side that was, advocating to keep slavery a thing. But most of the articles that I found said that he didn't support slavery entirely. And so I became very confused, and as I delved deeper, I became more and more confused, and, so, yeah, all I know was that he was in the Confederate Army and that statue of him in Virginia is very offensive to black people and minorities. And, like, it's just, I don't know. I looked at reviews of the statue, like, on, Yelp, stuff like that, and there were only 5-star reviews and 1-star reviews, and there were a lot of them. And there were no...
speaking of 5-star reviews and 1-star reviews...
Chelsea, please don't interrupt this one.
I'm sorry, but, like, if you want, you can go look at Google Classroom, because I don't know if it's still up or something. Sorry, Zaidi.
Okay. So, basically, there were a lot of people in those reviews who, on the 1-star side, who were very angry, that were like, take it down, or, we don't want this here, it's a very, like, offensive. And then there were the 5-star reviews, which were like, oh my gosh, this is such an important part of our history, this is so great that this is here, I would love talking about, like, the signs and the benches to make the park nicer or whatever. And then I saw some that were like, I like this statue because it annoys Democrats, and those made me personally angry. But yeah, not gonna talk about that just yet. But basically, that statue is gonna come down, which is a pretty big milestone, because that was like the first time I heard Robert E. Lee's name was because of the statue, and I knew that people didn't want it, and I knew that he was like not necessarily a good person, because I don't know, I do not support slavery or racism or anything that just like, we are all human and we should all treat each other like we are all the same, we are all humans, and color does not define you. So yeah.
And neither does the rainbow flag.
What do you mean?
Like, if y'all gay, if you're transgender, nobody cares. You're just a person, and it doesn't matter.
Okay, you saying it like that sounds like you don't support them.
Oh, well, I do, because I'm one of those people, but it doesn't, like, if somebody's trying to be rude to those people, well, then they're racist, and they're racist to gender.
Okay, I don't like you saying that, but okay.
So if you're part of the rainbow, then you be who you are, because nobody's going to stop you, so.
Or, okay, yeah, I mean, the sad thing is that people might try to stop you. I don't know what stopped is in the present tense, but yeah. So actually this month is Pride Month, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we're talking about the statue of Robert E. Lee. From what I could tell, some of those articles that lean to the right side compared him to people
Sorry, our mom's there. She's trying to get her phone back.
Alarm's gonna go off at 4:30 on that phone.
What?
Alarm's gonna go off at 4:30 on that phone.
Okay, well, we're probably not even going to be...
There was a thing that talked about the Instacart delivery.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, coronavirus times, Instacart deliveries.
What?
Well, it said Instacart. It said some things weren't available.
Okay, well, let's go back to our podcast.
But anyway, some of those right-leaning articles compared him to... people who were like a part of Hitler's whole group, and I don't like that, so I don't like this guy is what I'm thinking right now. And some of those articles were also very uncomfortable to read because they were supportive of Hitler, and I think that's just terrible. But we're not going to talk about my terrible experiences in article reading. We're going to give our opinions on the statue of Robert E. Lee.
I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, we need some more minutes, so you should
say more. I don't like it because... Wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I do...
You don't like the statue, or you don't like that it's being taken down?
I don't like the statue. I wish it would be taken down.
It is going to be taken down, and that was the article.
Period!
The governor was like, I understand now that this has been affecting and offending people of color.
And we don't are going to... Accent.
Okay, it's been affecting and offending people of color, and we're going to take the statue down now. And people were like, yes, Period. This has been a long time coming. It should have happened way before now. Mm-hmm. And that's my view, too. I think, like, this is kind of... If this man was... What are you doing?
Sorry, my plant fell.
So, I think, if this man was being compared to Hitler... The statue of him needs to be taken down. Yes.
Okay, next article.
Alrighty. So, here's the headline for this one, and it has to do with George Floyd and the protests. Bail set at up to $1 million for ex-cops charged with abetting alleged murder of George Floyd. So...
You should just give a recap if people don't know what's going on.
Okay, so was it, how many days ago was it?
I don't know.
What day was he murdered? Okay.
But there was one of these days.
Like last week or a few days ago?
Yeah, maybe last week, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Don't listen to us. You should go read some articles and tell us what, if you know us.
A white police officer, targeted, a man named George Floyd. Is targeting the word? I think it is. And because he thought, George Floyd, who is, a black man, or, I don't want to say was, that's so sad, who, they thought he was, passing, counterfeit $20 bill, and the white officer got George Floyd on the ground, and he put his knee on George's neck for
8 minutes
and 46 seconds.
And I thought you said 45.
No, 46. I think. I'm pretty sure that's how long the flashlight thing was. But, and Mr. Floyd kept saying things like, I can't breathe. And he, like, cried for his mother. And it was really terrible. And that's what sparked most of these protests. Because it's so...
Those police officers need terrible. To be locked up in jail. And I'm period...
That's what this is about.
...saying it, okay? Lock them up!
Okay. So, basically, that was the thing I needed to explain. And the other thing I need to explain... is how bail works, because this article was about bail, and this topic is about bail. And bail is, okay, so you commit a crime, say, and, oh, I also have to explain another thing. Okay, so people often use, the words jail and prison interchangeably, but they actually mean different things. Jail is the place where you go if you have committed a crime, and then it's where you go before you go to court, and they keep you there, and then you go to court, and they decide what your punishments are, and if that involves jail time, quote unquote, that you go to prison, which is more developed for people living there for long periods of time, so generally it's nicer than a jail, larger than a jail. But prison is what you normally think about, and jail is the place you go after you commit a crime and before you go to court. So bail is something that you can pay to release yourself from jail until you have to go back to court. And there are some different factors that decide how high your bail is. And that's, like, the severity of the crime. How likely they think you are to come to court. And other things like that. So, we had four cops involved in this murder of George Floyd. There was one who actually had his knee on the man's neck, and there were three others who were charged with aiding and abetting that other man because they didn't do anything, and they were pretty much actively participating. And so, they have gone to jail, and they have had to, or they have been given a bail value, and the average bail is about $10,000. I think that I saw that somewhere. I read that today. But each of them have been given the bail $1 million. So they have to pay $1 million if they want to get out of jail for the time period before going to court, where they will get a sentence for something. But yeah, I'm not sure they're going to be able to pay that. And that's why they did it. $1 million. The higher the bail, the more they want you to stay in jail before your court date. So that's a pretty big advancement. Okay, what are your opinions on this?
Okay, so my opinions on this are that I absolutely think this is horrible, and I think this is absolutely disgusting.
You need to clarify. You need to clarify.
Okay.
Because when you... Stop. When okay. you, I just want to tell you really quick, when you say stuff like that, the topic was a good thing, right? And you said that it's horrible.
Oh, no. So, okay, so the murder let me specify. Is horrible.
Yeah.
The murder is horrible because I'm assuming, no, I don't want to be racist or anything. Because, like, I feel like if I'm going to say something, like, whatever. This is horrible because I'm assuming that George Floyd did nothing wrong, and, like, they're literally coming to target him, and that is absolutely horrible. And if you see something like this happening, then you need to call the police right now, unless the police are going to literally do the same thing. Actually, don't do that, because I feel like the police are a threat now. So.
Yeah.
Now, like, if something happens, like, I won't turn to the police.
I don't know. It's kind of... I don't know. People talk about good cops and bad cops, and this whole thing has just painted all of them in a bad light, and yeah. It's very confusing right now.
But I mean, if you're a really good cop and you have nothing to do with this and you're just trying to make the world a better place, like in Zootopia, period. Judy Hopps, better sly, unless she's part of this, but. So if you're just trying to do the good thing, then that's great, because, like, if you're just trying to help other people and not hurt them, like some people are doing, that's horrible, then keep doing what you're doing, because that's just going to help the community. But if you're going to be mean and hurt people, then that's
yeah, and
not
I do
nice.
Think I saw somewhere that
don't be a poopy head.
What the heck? That's some classic humor from our school, which we didn't have until we went to this school. But yeah, there was a thing that I was gonna say. Oh yeah, I think I saw this somewhere, but I'm pretty sure, like, I can't entirely remember if I saw this somewhere, but I'm pretty sure there was no counterfeit bill. Like, I'm pretty sure they made that whole thing up, which, like, just makes it even worse, because they literally murdered a man in the streets for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with this?
With the topic?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay,
but
so...
But we should probably talk about the protests a little more, just...
Okay, should we give a recap of what the protests have happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 week ago or something like that, like, I don't know how long this is happening, because it's, like, all, like, a blur to me, because, like, I don't want to think that any of this is real, because it's all so scary and it's all happening, like, really fast, and it's,
like,
really
you
weird.
Could literally do parallels of this and the, like, when Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks had their, like, peaceful marches, and then the, like, cops and white people came in and, like, just hurt innocent people when they weren't being violent or anything. and you could do parallels of this and that, and it's like very similar, and I just
this is exactly what's happened, like, I don't know, 60 years ago, like with the whole Martin Luther King happened thing. This is exactly like it, and I think it's horrible because this whole thing, like, I think it's horrible. It's just
things. I don't understand why racism started.
Like, it's just things that have that we thought have been ended, like when Martin Luther King had done that, and we thought that everybody was peaceful until now. There's a coronavirus happening. Stay home and listen to the curfew, sissies. Because you...
Unless you're protesting, in which case you need your voice to be heard, and you should 100% do that because there needs to be a change. And I wish...
Or you could protest online if you don't want to, like, do that. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a way to donate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can sign petitions.
Yeah.
But I think it's just so... Racism is one of the most pointless and stupid things.
It's horrible.
In the world, in my opinion. Because there's no reason for it. Like, I've thought about this multiple times on sleepless nights. Like, why? Why are racists racist? And I cannot wrap my head around racism. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Every race, gender, and part of the rainbow flag is allowed on the What's New podcast day and night, because we are not going to support any of this stupid racism. We are not going to support any of that, because this is just horrible. So that's just what I want to say.
Yes, we support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Support everything.
We support anti-racism.
Yeah.
And
I hope this is skin stop soon, because I just want people to be happy. Like, I when quarantine, like, just 1 week into quarantine, I thought quarantine was gonna be like some relaxing, fun, like, self-care thing until this happened. So I really hope everything can, like, get back to normal soon.
I don't hope it goes back to normal. I hope there's change.
I hope there's change, but then after there's change and, like, we're all happy, we can all go back to normal.
That might take a while. Saddens me to say that, mm-hmm. but, like...
And anybody who's protesting, keep doing what you're doing, because your voice is going to be heard.
Stay so safe out there.
Yeah. Use goggles.
Because our president... Oh, my God. I can't stand him. And he literally said on Twitter and in multiple speeches that he wants to take violent actions towards the protesters. And that is completely, completely unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
For the president of the United States of America to actually publicly say that he wants to be violent towards a group of people
who are trying to spread peace and make a change in the world. How messed up is that?
Oh my god. Think
in your brain right now. How messed up is that? I swear, that is the most messed up thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh my god, he makes me so angry.
I'm so angry. Okay, we're gonna end it today.
You have a closing thing, right?
Okay, so yes. I want to do this without... this is probably what we're going to do the whole thing. So, thank you for listening to the What's New podcast. I hope you learned something new. And you can now find us at a new place where I actually forgot the name of. But if you go to anchor.fm/What's New podcast, all lowercase, all one word, then you can find where you can find us and listen to it on Anchor and Spotify are the two main ones that you can listen to it. I hope you enjoyed this What's New podcast. If we get to a lot of listeners and maybe like a milestone, we might make merch actually if we get to like a lot of listeners. But that's something for the future. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. And let's say bye.
Bye.
Bye.